We're doing Avat Chesed, and as part of our introduction to Avat Chesed, we're going to read the Haskamot, the letters of approval that were given to this work. So, the first Haskama was given to the Chafetz Chaim by Rav Yosef and Rav Shlomo, who I think were the chief rabbis of Vilna or the judges of Vilna. The Chafetz Chaim asked them to approve the printing of his work, and they wrote like this. I'm reading just the translation in English. Behold, the honorable rabbi, the light of the exile, the beloved one who is familiar with the depths, the different rooms of the Torah, he's acquired the fearfulness and awe of God and his word and his Torah, and he seeks out the mitzvah salat. The great rabbi Yisrael Meir HaKohen, that's a Chafetz Chaim, already has become famous in the world through his beautiful works that have spread and have given good merit to the masses, the works of Chafetz Chaim, Shmirat HaLashon, and Mishnah Brura on the Shulchan Aruch. And his works have already been accepted throughout Israel, and everyone praises him, because really everything that he wrote are works that are really necessary. Everyone needs these works, and they were written well, and they were written clearly. So praised is he that he merited to this level, and Hashem should give him blessing. And now he has composed this work that discusses the mitzvot between man and his fellow man, and it's based on the mitzvah of gemilut chesed, the mitzvah of giving loans. And he named this work Avat Chesed, and he explained all the details of these mitzvot. He gathered from the Bavli, Yerushalmi, and the Poskim, the Rishonim, the Achronim, and he's a wise man. He understands to add his own chidushim, his own new thoughts and some comments and things where there's room to have doubt. And after he had the questions, so he asks some questions here and he answers them from excellent proofs from the Shas, as Hashem has blessed him. And he also explains the great punishment if someone holds himself back from doing this mitzvah of kindness to his fellow man. And he goes into the wages of one who fulfills this mitzvah in this world and the world to come. He gathers from the Tanakh, Shas, and Midrashim, and everything he arranged correctly in a beautiful way. He brings halacha clearly. And even though some of the things that he wrote in this work regarding collecting money that a person's owed and other laws of monetary issues, really we don't need halacha l'maisa, because we know that all these things are contingent on the law of the land, and we have the judges that the government appoints. Notice that the rabbis were scared of the government, so when they're giving him a letter of approval, they're saying, but really we're not coming to disagree with the government. The government has their judges, and of course we do whatever the judges say. We're not that's not applicable today. Many of the rabbis of the last few centuries couldn't write a work without writing this apology in the beginning. Really, we had our own judges, but they couldn't print a work in which they say we have our own laws, because the government says, what do you mean? We run the show here. So they have to write this apology that even though we approve this work, but where he discusses monetary laws, we know that the government has its own judges and its own set of laws. Nonetheless, he says, this book is really worth printing because it teaches us the importance of the mitzvah of giving loans and doing kindness and the wages and how elevated this mitzvah is, so that whoever is God-fearing will want to keep this mitzvah in completion, and he should read, whoever wants to will read this book, and he'll find all the details of this mitzvah explained clearly. And through this work, people will do more tzedakah and chesed, and then there'll be more life and blessing and peace among Israel. And therefore we bless him, because he seeks Hashem, and he's found something good in his hand, and he should be successful to succeed in his pure thought to bring this book to printing. And the censor, the government censor, should give him permission to print this work for the merit of the masses. And God forbid, no one should try to photocopy this book and sell it illegally. The rabbis always included a curse: don't you dare cheat him and try to take his work and sell it. And we recommend that whoever can should purchase this book when it comes to print. So that's these last sentences, this last paragraph is really a standard paragraph that says, we're not coming to argue and get the government upset. Government censor, please let him print his work. Those of you who can purchase it, we recommend you purchase it. Help the rabbi out. And don't try to steal this work from him and sell illegal copies of the work. So many times the rabbis, when they wrote Askma, they wrote it. But in ancient times, it was customary that you were only prohibited from photocopying a work for 14 years. There was 14 years you had to make money off your work. After that, it's free for all. That was the agreement then. Today, copyright laws are 70 years in most places, some places 100 years, but not more than that. That's why you'll see many of Rav Kook's works right now are being photocopied and cheap printings are coming out, because the 100 years have passed on many of the works. The 70 years have passed on many of the works, so legally, today you could photocopy a lot of the works. Okay, so that's the first letter of approval that the Chafetz Chaim received from these rabbis of Vilna.